In case you missed it, interstate travel is completely banned for now unless for absolute emergency purposes. Whoever did it illegally or even attempted it, will have to pay a fine of ₹1,000. However, if you traveled interstate during the previously designated 4 days and wish to return to your workplace, you may do so and will not even have to pay a fine. PDRM Cubang Pasu posted on their Facebook page on what you need to do if you're called to work and you're in another state. You need these three important documents: 1. Calling letter by employer to start working. 2. Order letter for you to start working. Your name should be listed in this letter. 3. Interstate travel permit, approval of movement from the district police chief after considering your application. Every individual who wants to travel interstate will undergo screening and an interview session by the chief police himself before approval is handed out. This is done in order to weed out anyone trying to lie or give some inconsequential reasons. They advised netizens to not lie, cause let's be honest, the police definitely know better. There was an individual who attempted to travel interstate on the 26th of May using forged documents and well, things didn't end well. If anyone wants to cross the border into the lockups, then you can try forging documents. If you need to travel interstate for any emergency or work purposes, make sure to have the proper documentation. Once you go to the police station, make sure to maintain social distancing at all times. Also read, Gov servant caught forging interstate travel permit, may face up to 7 years jail time. You have reached the end of this story.